welcome back to another episode of the Ricky Henderson Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, the GUAP. I'm your host, Alex Espinoza, with my co-host, Dr. Hot Dog, Hal Gordon.
Hot Dog!
And we're super glad to have Kim Jackson. You might know her as Kim Stomper Beanie Jackson on Twitter. She is the one who's done these beautiful hand-knit Stomper Beanies over the past few years. Kim, how's it going? How you doing?
Good. I'm good. It would be nice if it was a sunny sky out right now, but we're doing good.
I know. I keep looking out my window. There's all these trees. I think the trees are just going to fall on my house, and it's going to be the end of the Ricky blog. But
oh no,
still here.
So Kim, I'll just step in real quick here, and before you attack Alex, of course, you haven't knitted these Stomper Beanies, have you?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, really? I thought you did these with
your hands. No. They're crocheted.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I know Kim the last few years vending. She's always out in left field. Not only does she make what I think have become ubiquitous and famous Stomper Beanies, but she's also a great hot dog customer.
Yeah.
So Kim, why don't you tell us how you started? Like, how did you make the first Stomper Beanie? How did it come to pass?
So our family are big A's fans, and my husband's cousin had a son, and he was going to go to his first A's game. His name is Jackson. And so Jackson was going, so I had to do something. So I made him a blanket, an elephant doll, and then I thought, what about an elephant beanie? Fan. And so I made the beanie, and my husband said, where's mine? And that's when it started, and it's been 700 beanies since then.
Wow. 700 beanies. How long does it take you to make one beanie?
4 hours.
Wow. 4 hours.
That is dedication. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. And are you guys, and your husband, Steven, right?
Right.
Yeah. You guys been on the broad. I think it was in Seattle last year, right? Like,
yeah,
they, right. Dallas put you on the broadcast. They talked about you guys for a few minutes. You guys been A's fans forever. And like, are you guys still doing the road trip thing? You guys going to hit up as many ballparks as you can?
So this year we're going to Colorado because Colorado is having their 30th anniversary, and that's our 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
so we're going to make the road trip to Colorado this year so we can add the Colorado Rockies 30s onto the back of the patch.
That's right. So when you guys go on road trips, you have a road Oakland A's jersey, right?
Right. No, and, well, it's a green jersey.
Oh, it's a green jersey. Okay.
And it says road trip on the back.
Yep.
There's patches for every place we've been. Mm-hmm. And our favorite one is underneath the armpit is the Giants.
There you go. So patches of all these different. Now, I remember Alex was talking about that last year when you guys were up in Seattle. And I thought it was very funny because it was a national broadcast.
Right.
And the broadcasters were like, well, I guess you're going to have to go. I don't think you can buy that at the store. You have to go on Etsy to buy that one.
No.
Nope. She made them herself.
Through Twitter, my Instagram, or find me at the stadium.
Find her at the stadium.
What's section 138, right? Are you out in left field?
134.
Okay.
134, the ADA ramp.
Yeah, and so have you guys been going to games like at the Coliseum since forever?
Our first date was at the Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, you got to tell us about this.
Yeah.
We met the week after we met. We went on our first date to the game.
Okay.
And we sat over like 128, 127, because he's a Ricky fan, and so we were engaged 20 days later. And we've been married 30 years.
Wow.
He said the one thing that I had to do is start the wedding at 105 or wearing a canary yellow tuxedo. And I was like, no tuxedo is coming in the yellow. It was my actual wedding invitation says 105.
Oh, that's awesome, Kim. That's so good.
I hope it would actually start at 107 just to stay right, you know?
We had season tickets for years, and then it was just the three of us, him, our son, and the two of us. And then we decided it was just too much. We weren't going to be able to afford the extra ticket. That's when it was Hess, right? Haas. Walter Haas called my house and said, can I speak with Steven Jackson?
What?
I'm like, honey, someone's on the phone for you. I can't believe who it was. And he got on the phone, told him that we'd gotten married, told him about my son being sick and needing chemotherapy. And that's why we couldn't afford the tickets anymore. He gave us our season tickets at a reduced price and $1 per seat for my son.
That's incredible.
And from that point on, it was like, we'll be Ace fans forever. Just kind of sealed the deal for us.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, so what is it like for you now? I mean, I know the A's the past couple of years have, or at least last year wasn't great.
No.
But, you know, I still see you at the ballpark. I mean, what is your just general sentiment towards the team and just how everything's going right now, you know?
Well, those guys are still out there playing ball. Whether they're winning, whether they're losing, they're still out there giving their all. And so as fans, we need to be out there to support them. I understand people are mad at the ownership. I understand they're worried about going places. But while they're still at the Coliseum, my butt's going to be in a seat at the Coliseum. Because I don't know if they're going to outprice me when they go to Howard Terminal. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, they leave to Vegas. But for me, my family was raised there. All of my kids have memories there. And now my grandkids, how I've met my grandbabies. You know,
I met all your grandkids. They're great. Yeah. They're also good hot dog customers. So
that's all Hal cares about is the hot dog. Oh,
so tell me more about like how when you first made the what year did you make the first stop for Beanie?
In 2017.
Okay, so you've been how long had you been crocheting before then? When did you start?
Well,
crocheting?
I learned as a kid.
Okay,
and then when I became disabled. I picked up my hook and it's what got me through. I've had major spine surgery. That's why I sit in a wheelchair. I've had 14 spine surgeries.
Oh, wow.
And so my hook is what got me through all of it. And being able to watch a game and be able to sit there with my crochet hook, that's kind of got me through some really scary times. And so I love both things. So this was the perfect craziness. And it's still, people say they're so silly. And I go, that's the point. It's supposed to bring a smile. You know, it's supposed to bring a smile to their face. And so whenever we go on our road trips, I always take a dozen of them and I start handing them out to A's fans that I see at the stadiums there. Yeah. And so I tend to give away about 25% of them. I'll see a baby that's like at their first game and I'll toss the mom a baby hat. But I give away quite a few. I surprise people.
Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah, I have to say that occasionally I'll wear my beanie while I'm bending. And and the looks that I get, I mean, people just say, like, how do you get that? I assume that you must, when you give these away to people, people just get stopped on the street all the time saying, where'd you get that? Yeah. I didn't see that in the store. How do you get that one? That's amazing. And it's
the people in the store now send them to Section 134.
And Kim, have you been able to like get one into the hands of an A's player or like, you know?
Absolutely. Chris Davis was my first one. Uh-huh. He actually contacted me when he was on Instagram and wanted a pair of A's slippers that looked like Nikes. And so, can you make this? He said, really?
And I was like, a kid, right?
I think I can make it.
Yeah,
and so I made him the slippers.
Oh my
and
God.
Then he found out he was having his first baby. And so I made him a baby Afghan and a beanie for the baby. And he was like, well, what about me? So one for him, one for the baby, and the baby blanket. And since then, many of the players, every time a baby's born, last year, the wives contacted me about giving a blanket and a beanie. And so this year I just found out Kemp is expecting, so he'll probably be the next one that gets one. But we gave one while we were in Seattle to Kate, and he just laughed. And I'm like, you could give it to your kid. You don't have to wear it.
That's amazing. The manager of the A's has your beanie. So that's so cool.
when Chris was there and Dave Cavill, Steve said to show you that it won't show in the picture. Mm-hmm. I'll have to send it to you. A picture of Chris Davis holding up his blanket.
Oh, that's so cool.
But Cal has one. Kipe has one. Braden wears one pretty regularly. All of his family.
Yep.
When I gave Fosse his, he came and pulled me aside and said, can you make my grandbaby a blanket? I have a grandbaby due.
Oh my God.
I made him an A's blanket. It's actually got the A's logo on it. And I have pictures with him holding up the blanket. So yeah, I've stitched for lots of them.
That's so cool. That's amazing.
I just want to come in here and quickly say now, so you said you've made 700 stomper beanies. Yep. And it takes you four hours.
Yep.
So obviously that's two a day for an 8 hour work day, which would be 700 divided by two. That would be 350 work days.
Wow.
Thanks for doing that,
Or if you didn't sleep or take weekends, you've spent 116 days crocheting stomper beanies.
That's incredible. Wow.
Last year, the yarn I crocheted was 43 miles worth of
yarn. Oh my God.
43 miles.
43 miles of yarn.
Oh my God.
So at this point at the arts and crafts store, are you just like a well-known celebrity? Does everybody, whenever you roll in there?
I buy it in bulk online now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can get it at a better price, but the price has gone way up on yarn. So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. My garage is packed with yarn all the time. And every time I leave my house, I have my A's backpack because if I've got time, I got to be hooking. I've got wait lists.
You got it.
It's between this and I have the cow beanie that I make, the bear beanie, and the splash beanie for Stockton Ports.
Yeah. I also have a cow bear, Inoski, a beanie. So when I haven't walked in graduation, but when I walk in graduation, later this year, I'll wear that one instead of the big old stupid flat cap thing.
You should wear the stomper beanie, man.
Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim, what are you most excited about this year? I mean, there's a whole bunch of new guys in camp. Have you been like, you know, following spring training?
Oh, I've been watching every game.
Are you excited about Fuji? Like, what's kind of got you excited about this
year? I'm excited about Fuji. I'm actually liking what I see from Aller.
Yeah, he looks a lot better this spring. Yeah,
he's improved greatly. And then I'm liking the personality that I'm seeing out of May. Mm-hmm. I like how he interacts with the fans online and kind
yes.
of brings everybody together.
Yep.
You know, I like that. For me, I'm excited to get in contact with friends again. All these people that I chat with online, I really miss because we see them out at the stadium all the time. And that's my family, and I like my family.
And are you going to be out at the, I think the Oakland 68s are organizing a fan fest. It's like the day after opening night. I don't know if you heard about that. It's at Old Can Brewery in Oakland. Yeah, are you going to be there for that? I think I met you. That's where I met you and Steven last year, was at the fan yep. fest in Brooklyn Basin, actually.
Yeah, last year I donated a couple of beanies for them to have on their giveaway raffle.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've talked about it. Depends on if the husband can get home in time to get me there, because he actually works in San Leandro.
Oh, so
yeah. All the way back to get me, and then all the way back there. Okay. And on a Friday night, that's kind of insane.
That's tough. That's tough.
But during the season, I'll drive to pick him up on Friday, and then we'll spend the weekend at the ballpark.
So, I think I've asked you this before, but how did you create? You know, how does one just end up creating? So, you know, obviously, I'm sure that, you know, you'd made beanies before, but how did you create the ears and the, if you, I mean, if anyone's listening and hasn't.
Part is this. Yeah, it takes a lot of math.
That's the trunk.
The trunk takes
stomper trunk
in order to make it go up. Uh-huh. You have to reduce stitches on this side and expand stitches here. So there's a lot of math to it.
Oh man.
And there was a lot of trial and error. The first ones were kind of straighter. And yeah. I finally figured out, okay, now I got it right. So
okay.
But
the perfect curve
was the hardest part. And I've made one for Stomper. I actually made one Stomper size.
Really?
Like, how big was it?
the people who used to be with Stomper back in 2019 before the whole they asked me to make him one. So I made him one. They were supposed to bring it out in 2020 and then everything fell apart. So they say they have it. I don't know if they're going to bring it out this year or not, but it's in his uniforms.
Oh my goodness. Well, they got it. The next time I see Stomper, I'll let him know. I'll be like, hey, you got to get that beanie out there. Do you think, Do you think you could, you've done this, you made 700 of them. Do you think you could make a Stomper beanie with your eyes closed by now?
Pretty much. I've never written down the pattern.
Okay.
It's all up here. People have asked me to write it down, but in some of the technique is a little advanced to be able to write it out. So it'd be difficult to write the pattern. But I've been told, you need to have that patented. You need to have that. And I'm like, it's not about, for me, anything that I make goes to charity. So I, whatever the cost that cost me to make them, that's what I take out. And the rest of it all goes to charity. Mm-hmm. Because that's not what this was about. This was about the fans. And that's what it's going to be always.
Yeah. I have to say, I was... when you first gave me one, I'd seen people around with them before, and I was like, I don't know where those come from, but oh man, they're so cool. And when I first got mine, I was like, oh, I think I wore that. I remember it was right one of the first games back after COVID.
When you wore it and put it on that baseball card, you made my day.
That's right. Yeah, I have one of my baseball cards. I'm wearing the Stomper beanie.
Immortalized forever.
I mean, when I think of the community that is the A's fandom, you're right up there wearing your Stomper beanie, right up there on Mount Rushmore amongst all the weirdos and drummers and banner guys. And
when Guy did his Rooted in Oakland, where the tree was getting pulled, and he had me holding on with the Stomper beanie, I was just so shocked to be on there. And he was like, no, you deserve to be on there.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yeah, we need to have Guy on here at some point. I like his comics a lot. He's got some cool stuff. He's got
some great stuff.
That's the thing I love about A's fans. A's fans they've always been super creative, you know? It's like there's always been like an extra element, I feel like, at the Coliseum. So,
yeah.
I think A's fans kick Fanatics' butt with all the stuff they produce. Kim, one last thing I want to ask you. So you're sitting in front of a hutch or a china closet or something, just jack full of
Ricky
Henderson. I love the Ricky stuff. Love it.
What's your favorite Ricky Henderson memorabilia back there?
Back behind me? Well, uh-huh. I waited for a year for that 18-inch bobblehead.
That's a really cool one. I love that's like the logo I have, him holding the bass. That's my logo on my podcast.
We've purchased like painted skateboards, and we have hundreds of we could fill our house if I got everything. We literally have thousands of items of Ricky Henderson.
It's your husband, right? Your husband's a super collector, right?
Yeah. Now, my husband's a super collector, and he was back in 2000. We were in Beckett Baseball Monthly as super collectors.
Oh,
and
cool.
He even went to see Ricky get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Cool.
So we're Ricky fans.
Yeah.
All right. And final question. What's your favorite A's game? What's your favorite A's game memory? The favorite A's game that you went to, or your favorite memory, or, you know, it can be one, or it can be a collection of them.
Well, it used to be back when they won in 2012, I think it was.
Yeah,
but I'd have to say the one that gave me chills last year was Votes hitting that home run in the end.
Yeah.
I was in tears. We were sitting on the rail that day, so we were in different seats. And to see that happen, and that be so magical, a great ending to a wonderful career. And he was one of the best when it came to fan relations.
Yeah.
Earlier that day, we were doing batting practice behind, and his kids were there. And he came up and he shook our hands, and he's just a great guy. So that to me is one of my warmest memories.
It was a lot of fun, I think. You know, I think especially knowing that season had just been, you know, so frustrating for all of us, you know, it was like our World Series there, right? You know, that was the thing. We were like, let's just let Voter off great.
We just needed something good in order to uplift us through the off season.
That was great.
Yeah, and his kids announced it and everything. That was a really, really cool moment. Yeah.
Yes.
His home run against the Yankees, that was really cool too, to tie it up in August or whatever. Yeah, that was a pretty amazing moment too.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Kim. Well, thank you so much, Kim. That was a really great chat. I love that story about Walter Haas. That's amazing. That's a really, really cool story. Love the beanies. These things are the greatest. Can't wait to see you. We'll be out there in 9 days.
Opening we'll be out days. There.
Yeah.
I'll be out there Sunday.
Depending on when this releases, yeah, it'll be a lot less than that, probably.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there soon.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Kim. Thank you.